fighting for America.
Whether liberal or conservative, Democrat or Republican, white, black, brown, rich, poor, when it comes to our troops, we stand united. We are proud of you. We support you. And we can never thank you enough.
Fighting for Idaho.
Most of the freshmen that I've met are, yes, they're conservative members of Congress, but not the extreme conservative. Man, I can live with that because that's where I feel like I'm coming from.
Fighting for you.
I don't think marijuana should be treated any different than beer. I mean, you could outlaw obesity.
Hey, 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 hey.
Boise's Mr. Right.
A little too close to home, buddy.
Kevin Miller in the Morning, winner of the 2014 Marconi Radio Award on 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
580 KIDO, Kevin Miller in the Morning. Here as we move along, getting ready for the weekend. Hope you're having a great day. We're joined by our great friend John Horvat, published author, certainly a gentleman who, when he speaks, a lot of people listen. Mr. Horvat, thank you for joining us again.
Great to be on.
Good to have you back.
Yes, yes.
So what have you been up to?
Well, I've been working on my book, Return to Order. I've certainly been a, you know, it really has been a project that keeps me busy, that's for sure. I've been all around the country promoting the book.
Right. We hear from a lot of authors and such. What makes your book so significant?
Well, I think it resonates a lot with the American public because it deals with we know where we don't want to go. We don't want Obamacare. We don't want socialized medicine. We don't want deficit spending. But many times we don't know where we do want to go. And this book deals with a lot about what makes a society, puts a society in order. And that resonates a lot with people who are looking for answers.
Do we feel that we're out of order?
I think a lot of it, yeah. Oh, absolutely. I mean, just look at our government, what it's been doing. Look at the deficit spending. Look at our economy. There are certainly a lot of elements of disorder that are just glaring, and it makes people very uncomfortable.
Well, let's talk about why we fear the future then.
Well, that's true. I mean, I think the future is very it's scary. A lot of the threats that are out there, the ISIS threat, the whole general foreign policies. We're entering into a new type of world that's not like the one we're used to.
Hmm. Well, if people are interested, Mr. Horvat, what can they do?
As far as
they'd like to get your book.
Oh, to get the book, you can go to the website returntoorder.org. It's there you'll find all sorts of resources, the blog, and actually, for now, for the next 5 days, there is a free Kindle offer. If you go to the website or you go to the Amazon
sure,
go to the book, you can get a free Kindle for the next 5 days. So please take advantage of that offer.
All right, returntoorder.org. We appreciate it. John Horvat with us. Kevin Miller in the Morning here at 580 KIDO. It's just you and me once again. I do appreciate Mr. Horvat, and it is a great book. But, you know, when people come on and they just want to talk about their books, I'm sorry, maybe I didn't get enough sleep last night. I just think that we deserve a little bit more than that. So, great book. Mr. Horvat's a great guy. Thanks to our friend Maureen Kuhn, who loves him and continues to promote him as well. But, you know, our job here is to give you something to talk about, and a few things that we are talking about. Exhibitionism, thank you. Our friend Martha writing about some issues that we've been talking about. If you get a chance, and let's see if they've changed you yet, probably not. And that's at the Idaho Statesman. If you go to the front page of the Statesman, you'll see the picture of a young man who's dancing for, let's see, the Nutcracker. And as you can tell with most dancers, you know, it's very thin clothing. And, you know, I get uncomfortable talking about it because there are a lot of things that we purport to be and not to be. And one of them is not to be a hypocrite. And I'm taking a look at this photo. And, you know, yesterday on the program, we were talking about whether or not Sherry Ibarra and Harmony Soto's article, whether or not that went too far. Basically about what is and what isn't plagiarism. Should students be able to teach educators? And today, one could argue, if you look at this photo on the front page of the Statesman, their website, you would say, I really don't need to see this man's whatchamacallits. And I'm not trying to be one of those shock jocks or one of those guys that, you know, purports to talk about faith, family, freedom, God, and Christianity, and then go into the gutter. But I think when you're dealing with, and people can say, well, Kevin, you don't have to look at the website if it offends you. You're right. I don't. But I think that the photo goes too far, especially when you're dealing with appendages. And I think that there are some things that are better left for the imagination. And I'm sure it wasn't intentional, and some people will say it's art, and we're not making fun of this gentleman who's performing the Nutcracker with visions of sugar plums and more, quoting from the article. We're not making fun of, or we're not using terms, and I've had TPB giving me the J word, talking about reptiles and all these other words and things that describe men's genitalia. I'm that uncomfortable with speaking about it. However, I think that you can't let this go unchallenged. So I ask you, if you're, you know, you're online or what have you, and you take a look at this, am I out of line? I don't think that I am. Quite frankly, you know, in another life, in another show, when we were probably a little bit more in your face, we'd say, I don't want a free sample. Man or woman, I don't want a free sample. And quite frankly, if you have kids looking at this, I don't think they need to see that stuff. And we're trying to have an open, honest dialogue without going into the gutter or without personal attacks. 580-5436, 580-KIDO. We go to Martha on the email. Maybe whoever promoted that pic in the paper feels like males should be entitled to show off. And quite frankly, I don't want to see male nudity on television. Okay, you're being biased, Kevin. You know, female nudity, I don't want any free samples of there either. I just think that, you know, if you want to buy the pay cable channel, so be it. Let's see, back to Martha's email. There's stuff like males do all over the TV, et cetera. Bosoms and legs are over a lot of TV shows. Heck, bosoms and legs are all over the Fox News channel. And quite frankly, okay, this is my prudish side coming out. And look, you can say that this is an act. It's not an act. I don't really believe that we should be getting free samples of the bosoms either. And how many times have you been, man or woman, in the workplace, and all of a sudden somebody's bosoms are just flopping around? What's next? We're going to have men's out as well? No wonder we have issues, real life issues, marriages being broken up by pornography and other things. Man, I feel like I need to get my Reverend Kevin collar out. Bosoms and legs are all over a lot of shows, and I have canceled one of the talk show females because of her penchant to having her shoulders bare, a relatively mild exposure, that's true, and until lately was even also exhibited by our First Lady. Well, how far is too far? I mean, is it time to break out the burkas for everyone? Nevertheless, I consider an affront to dignity that may have a place on stage or even in a drama, but to me has no place on a serious news show. See, that's the thing that has always perplexed me. You know, whether it was perky Katie Couric with her legs or some of the, as the big man calls them, babes on the Fox News channel, where you would have people saying, treat me as an individual, treat me as a person of intellect, and you have the skirts that show people their knees and everything else. And I'm not sitting here bashing women. I'm just saying, you know, this is in context to the man in the newspaper performing the Nutcracker with sugar plums dancing in his head, with the tight pants on. You know, maybe I'm wrong at 580-5436. Maybe I'm out of line. Maybe we want to see men exposing, well, not exposing themselves, but men being out there like the ladies. You see discussion groups where all the men wear trousers, but women sit with their legs exposed. I don't want to see the men in tights on the discussion shows. Maybe some men think it's their turn. Incidentally, I, for one, am with you about the burkas. How do you know who's in there? You know, I thought about something. And our company, we love to do the digital stuff, and I get that. But what would it be like to live in a burqa for a day? Now, I don't know if I want to give, you know, Treasure Valley burqa. I don't know if I want to give the news people, well, that would be creative, so they probably wouldn't do it anyway. I mean, that would be an interesting concept. And what Martha's talking about, I was on the plane home from the year-long delayed honeymoon because of budgetary constraints with Mrs. Miller. Thankfully, Mrs. Miller was by my side because, you know, that seat was a little small for me. And two things disturbed me. One, there was somebody in a burqa across from me. And everybody with passports, some from Saudi, some from Kuwait, some from other parts of the Middle East. And whatever happened to speak in American. And then there was a guy, and you've seen me. I've in the past called myself the round mound of sound, chubby, fatty, whatever, who made me look bad and look thin. And I thought to myself, because you can never find triple X shirts anywhere, I thought to myself in the old days, I'd go, well, look at that guy. He needs to get in shape. And then I felt bad for him. But, you know, we all have personal responsibility here. And, you know, last hour we were talking about the European Union saying that if you're obese, you're disabled. But back to this point about what you should and shouldn't show at work. I was sitting back, taking a look at things, and we were taking, we were asking this the other day, whether or not you should be hired because you smoke. I mean, we talk about the nanny state. Do you hire someone who is obese? Do you hire someone because they're, you know, because they're smokers? Do you hire someone that has bad credit? If that's the case, who are you going to hire these days? 580-5436, Kevin at KIDOAM.com. One final thought, though, if you get a chance to look at that Idaho Statesman .com and see the male dancer for the Nutcracker, you tell me. I think it shouldn't be on there. And people can, well, how many people, I wish they did, more people read the paper, but quite frankly, I just don't think that men or women should be giving off the samples. And for a news story, I think somebody should have looked at it, and, you know, you have a lot of foul-mouthed potty humor that can come from it. 580-5436, 580-KIDO. Let's go to... They don't leave a lot to the imagination, and quite frankly, do you want to wake up to that if you're a guy?
No, I try to stay away from men in tights as much as I possibly can.
You know, you are just too hung up.
So you don't mind that?
Are you talking about his p?
I think that it doesn't leave much to the imagination, and I don't want to see that thing. I can't avoid it, and when they call it the Nutcracker...
Kevin, go ahead and drink the nutmeg.
Good morning. Glad the nut job just hung up.
Must Hear Radio every morning with Kevin Miller on 580 KIDO, Idaho's place to talk.
580KIDO, Kevin Miller with you here. Thanks to Ray Amaya for bringing together our topic we've been talking about, which if you go to thestatesman.com, you'll see a picture of a male dancer. And, and they wear tights. And like I said, I've been pretty much uncomfortable yapping about this. However, I think it's offensive when, we have those things. TPB, good morning. You're on with KM at 580KIDO.
Oh, Kevin, I'm going to have to disagree with you this morning.
So you like looking at the man's...
No, that has nothing to do with it. You know, the ballet's an art form. The man's fully clothed in a costume design so he can dance and do the jumps he does. It's part of his job to wear the costume.
Yeah.
Is this any different?
Well, hold on.
Is this any different? The guy's on a beach or men in the Olympics wearing Speedo bathing suits? It's really no
You don't
difference.
Open it up and click on the website and see the Speedo staring at you.
If you hadn't told anybody about it, nobody would be looking at it.
By the way, thank you for your terms that you've been sharing with me.
I just gave you the German vernacular.
Well, you gave me the American version as well.
I did indeed. I'm trying to keep you apprised of what you can do with that.
Well, you were describing the male appendage there.
Well, you know, it's in the definition. It's in Wikipedia. Just
I don't out. Look. I you know you may be a fan of that, but I'm not.
I'm not a fan of it. In fact, I used
you're
to go
actually
to the
defending.
Regularly.
You're actually defending a man.
I'm defending
wearing
his
tights,
job.
Not leaving a lot to be desired.
Hey, why are you complaining about the guys in the Speedos at the Olympics? I haven't heard you complain
I
about
didn't
them.
See it. I don't see them on a website in a family community. And I open this up and, you know, you take a look at this and it, you know, I mean, does anybody proofread this stuff anymore?
I had a friend of mine,
Billy, who told me about this. By the way, oh, this is interesting. The Nutcracker is down from the front page.
It's down from the front page. Oh, because you've been talking about it.
One can only hope.
Well, hey, listen.
I mean, come on. I mean, do you really want to see that? Now, maybe you do since you're
look,
defending it.
Look,
hold on. Now, let me just, I'm going to say
no,
this.
No,
maybe.
No, don't try to turn the tables on me.
Maybe you do.
I made a very pointed statement, okay?
Why do you have to say pointed?
Because it was very pointed, okay?
I don't know if it
man
was pointed.
Man is fully clothed in a costume designed to do his job. No different than the Olympics when these guys are out there swimming in Speedos. There is no difference.
My issue is that I don't want to see whatever you call it, the J word, the S word.
Well, then don't look.
Well, I don't want to see those things. And quite frankly, you don't have to show a picture of that. You can show them from his waist up. And you talk about the double entendre. There you have the Nutcracker.
Do we show the Olympic guys?
We're not talking about the Olympics. We're talking about a local thing. Well, and photography has improved that you don't. Again, you see a lot of things that family folks don't want to see. It should be reserved for the bedroom.
I am shocked that you are defending
a man running around in tights and that you want to see it.
You know, it's not on the front page of a newspaper. And like I said, if you didn't make note of it, nobody would be looking at it.
It has been moved to the entertainment section. And
that's a good place for it to be.
And now we still have it there. I mean, you can see his underwear and the thing in the underwear.
You know, you can see the underwear on ladies that are wearing spandex.
I don't purport to be looking at men in spandex.
I love you, brother. Are you you're gonna be down there on Tuesday? I'm gonna bring down some food to make you a little more obese.
Well, bless your heart.
I'm gonna take care of you, my friend.
Double up on the Benazepril and the Bistolic.
How about some chocolate chip cookies?
That would be outstanding. So you think so you don't mind seeing the men in the Speedos?
I just think it's part of the man's job to do it. It's no different.
Well, isn't it part of the photographer to protect us from this?
No, they're not going to protect us. Liberal media protects us from nothing except ourselves, you know.
We'll be seeing you.
Have a good day.
And, you know, when I need an expert on this, I know who to call now.
Take care, my friend.
All right. We appreciate it. We go to Eric in Cuna at 580KIDO with Kevin Miller. Good morning, Eric.
Hey, good morning. Hey, you know, as far as that Nutcracker picture goes, I mean, just, you know, don't subscribe your attention to all that media, man. You won't see all that junk. But, hey, what I really called about was, you know, you were talking about all the people coming over here from Middle Eastern countries. If you really look at it, I mean, you know, our dear president's organizing skills opened up the floodgates for Central and South America leading up to the event of him doing his emperor stuff. Right at the helm.
Right,
we were
talking about people in burkas on planes.
Yeah, people in burkas on planes. Well, I don't know. I mean, it's a blanket. I mean, I think that thing is hot. I just don't understand the religious concept of it. I mean, it's to your own.
Well, it's the exact opposite of what you see with the Nutcracker.
Well,
you don't see anything.
True. I mean, just turn your head the other way and don't subscribe your attention to it, but. Of course, if you go into a store like in Portland, Oregon, for instance, and, you know, you got like 20 people in burkas and stuff like
you
that.
You have people in burkas at the Fred Meyer on Chinden.
Oh, sure. I mean, that's great and all. I mean,
you have men.
As long as they don't come in here.
Right, you have men. Eric, thank you for the call. Eric, you have men holding hands there, too. I've seen it all there. I don't know what the deal is. We have one guy that we had on as a favor to a listener who got mad and called in. I mean, what's up with that? And then we have Eric who wants to yell about something we're not yapping about. Oh, the holidays. The holidays indeed. Coming up, Boise State's in trouble with their fan base. Did they overcharge for tickets? 580-5436, 580-KIDO, because look, it's all about sports. Other issues of the day, do you want Fidel Castro to come to the White House? That's right, Fidel Castro. Fidel Castro might be coming to the White House. Isn't that outstanding? You know, on a quick note, you know, we are very, and we're going to have a tribute to you coming up as well. On a quick note, we're very blessed to have the position we have with you. And sometimes we have people on that are good. Sometimes we have them on when they're bad. And it's up to us to determine when they're bad. They've got to go. And sometimes people get angry at us. We have our friend Maureen who is mad. She calls in saying that John Horvath is mad because he didn't get his infomercial. Now, Mr. Horvath's a nice guy. He writes a good book. But if you don't hit the ground running, you got to go. And Maureen, I'm sorry that you feel mad at us. You're a great lady, but, you know, you're not running things. Neither am I. It's the audience that determines it. You're listening to Kevin Miller, 580 KIDO.
Ramsey, weekdays at noon. Now back to Kevin Miller on 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
And joining us now from AAA Idaho, Dave Carlson. Dave, good morning.
Good morning, Kevin. How are you?
Not bad. I'm a little bummed that we don't have gas prices to complain about.
Yeah, gosh. I mean, the world is upside down, and it may be spinning backwards.
Yeah. You're going to be out of business here.
Yeah, we have seen, I guess you call it the biggest or best holiday travel gift that we have seen in many a year. But we're looking at Idaho prices today. Idaho's average price today is $2.47. It's down 71 cents in just the past 30 days, and we're about 2 cents away from hitting the national average price of $2.45.
That's huge.
It is, and I guess it thanks to an oil glut that's been prompted or at least helped along by the decision of Saudi Arabia to keep up production levels where they had been for years. Once they made that announcement here about 3 weeks ago, the bottom of the market literally dropped out. We have oil prices to yesterday, $54 are the lowest going back to 2009, and we have gasoline prices similarly situated. You have to go back to June of 2009 to see prices this low.
What does that mean? More people on the roads? Of course, it doesn't mean cheaper airfares, unfortunately.
Well, I think the cheaper airfares are going to show up more into this next year. We're going to see some of that passed along. But in terms of lower gasoline prices, we are predicting that 98.6 million Americans are going to be traveling during a 13-day holiday period from December 23rd through January 4th. And that's the biggest number, probably a record, this year. And most of those people, about 90 million, are going to be going by a motor vehicle.
Let me hit you with this one. How do we compare as far as other states around us, as far as travel? I mean, do folks in Idaho like to get on the roads like everyone else?
It changes from holiday to holiday. We use sort of this financial or economic formula in forecasting numbers, and it looks at things like employment, unemployment. It looks at housing costs, how much money you've got in your pocket, and so on. And Idaho and the Mountain West region are on par, and in this case probably slightly better than what the travel numbers we'll see in the rest of the country. So something's changing, probably a little bit consumer confidence, and we think that consumer confidence is expressed because there's a little more disposable income in our pockets.
Well, that's worthwhile. Any tips concerning how to be safe? Because there's so many people on the roads, and people are just crazy.
They are. I guess this holiday period, it's expressed over a 13-day period, and so we don't expect to see the sort of big mess on the roads that we see at other times on the interstate. We'll see it spread out over the travel period, but obviously, this is the year, end of the year. We see a lot more people imbibing, and our strong message is don't imbibe and drive during the holiday period. Law enforcement's going to be out enforcing the stuff, and it's just you know, a good time to be with family and friends, and who needs that kind of stuff?
That, it's just wrong.
Yeah.
All right, Dave, anything else?
Well, I think, again, Christmas stockings are going to be full with a little extra cash. Not a lot, but it's going to help out, and I think we'll see a good travel period.
Dave, Merry Christmas.
Okay, you too, Kevin.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, Dave Carlson with us from AAA. And as we continue on with you, we thought we would take a look back at the year that was through the voices of people that were with us. We are broadcasting live from Ed's Cafe here in Meridian. Why don't we have a big round of applause for Governor Otter and John Felkins from Entree Leadership. Come on, everybody.
Welcome. Thank you.
Rachel Cruz joins us. Rachel, good morning.
Kevin, thanks for having me. I can't wait to see you guys in Boise on at Entree Leadership. I'll be there, and then also the Legacy Journey Live on Thursday night.
We're joined now by Alan Robertson and Kay Robertson from Duck Dynasty.
Hey, Kevin, how you doing, buddy?
Good morning.
Do your bubble for Idaho.
Okay.
Kevin Miller, broadcasting live from Bishop Kelly, promoting our schools, securing our future.
Good morning from Capitol Heights!
580 KIDO from Greenlee Friends Academy.
Good morning!
You see, that's what I'm talking about.
The medium market personality Marconi goes to Kevin Miller, KIDO AM, Boise, Idaho.
This award is about all of you that believe in radio, that believe in touching people's lives. God bless you all. Thank you.
Certainly a major loss, not only to 580 KIDO, but to the entire Treasure Valley Northwest broadcasting community.
Yep, finding out Saturday morning early that John Duane, former morning show host right here on 580, and back when KIDO was on 630 before the frequency shift for many years, John Duane with John and Chris in the Morning has passed away.
580 KIDO, we're here at the Bundy Ranch. Mr. Bundy is with us. What would you like to say to the people listening in Idaho right now?
Goodbye, America. Goodbye, Idaho. And get some more spuds on the ground.
580 KIDO, Kevin Miller in the Morning. Miller's Mitch continues.
Kevin Miller, thank you from the bottom of my heart and on behalf of all of us at the Rescue Mission, and particularly the people we're serving.
Sean Hannity joins us now at 580 KIDO.
Kevin, I'm proud of your success. Your friendship means a lot to me. God bless everybody out there. And by the way, it's safer out there than New York.
We're joined by the one, the only, John Rich. I've been following you for quite some time, and I'm just wondering if you remember me at all.
Of course I do. You know, I wish you were still here. The folks out there now get to listen to you, so it's good for y'all listening. You've got a real rock star on your hands.
Kevin Miller in the Morning, promoting our schools, securing our future.
We love Kevin and KIDO!
We have had a crash last night of an Apache helicopter, Longbow. Governor Otter, good morning, sir. I wish it were under better circumstances.
The toughest part is always to put the folks together that has to go tell the fans.
Our thoughts and prayers to the family of those departed, gave their life for our country.
Kevin Miller, the Big Turkey, is gathering turkeys for the Boise Rescue Mission right now. It's always better to give a turkey than to be one, and that's why we're here.
Over 538 turkeys to the Boise Rescue Mission. Thank you, thank you. We do appreciate your great generosity. You have made a difference. And we thank you for being with us each and every morning, for making a difference in a world that needs difference makers. Thank you. 48 right now in Meridian, 580 KIDO. Kevin Miller with you. Let's get you to work.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 3. Now, back to Kevin Miller on 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
It's that time. Christmas time is here. Everybody knows there's not a better time of year.
852, 580 KIDO. Kay Miller with you. No, Reverend Bill, I'm here. Hey, are you back or on tape? Glad to know everybody, you know, tunes in all the time. What is that about? If I were on tape, why would I be texting our friend Reverend Bill? Anyway, a really great event today at the Cathedral of the Rockies, where you have all your donations and all your good works to the Boise Rescue Mission are given out, and they'll have one tomorrow in Napa at the First Church of the Nazarene, and I'll be swinging into the Cathedral of the Rockies later on today, and I just kind of go there and hang out and just watch. I watch the little kids get their presents. I watch the people get food. I believe Santa will be at both places. And it's just neat. It's an inspiring event, and I believe I've conned Alan L. Morton, attorney at law, into coming with me to check it out. He's making time out of his busy schedule. A couple things. And I think that the reason why I'm mentioning that to you, obviously, we all need encouragement. And coming up, we'll have our Other Matters of Faith show on Christmas Eve. Our Christmas party will be Tuesday, 6 to 9. If you'd like to show up, RSVP with me, either on the air or online, Kevin at KIDOAM.com. But I think that we need inspiration, and I've learned so much by watching people give. You know, how many times, you know, we've lost jobs. I was really wondering, there's a college football coach. His name's Bo Pelini. And he got fired from the University of Nebraska, which is a pretty big deal program. In the 80s and the 90s, they won a couple national titles, and Lincoln is a beautiful city. And so when Bo Pelini got the boot, he grabbed all his players, 18 through 22-year-old young men. Now, we could say they're just kids, but these kids are in Afghanistan and in Iraq. And they're fighting for their lives and fighting for our lives. So they're not really kids, they're men. And so Pelini goes in and makes this big statement where he starts, saying bad things about management. It really caused me to take a retrospect look, and we talked about this, I think, two or three days ago on the Manly Man segment with Dave Burnett, and Dave and I have both been fired. I think I have the record over him on that, and, you know, I've become that guy that always gets fired, and I can remember a few times, most notably, where I was very, very non-complimentary to the folks that that gave me the boot, and, you know, it's funny when people say, oh, it's just business. It may be business to people that get to make that decision or get to keep their jobs. It's not just business to the person that's wondering, how am I going to support myself? How am I going to support my family? And I think that's what employers lose the fact of. But the idea that Bo Pelini, who makes millions of dollars a year, goes and badmouths the administration, I'm thinking, I get that. I understand you don't like the suits, but is that the proper lesson to be teaching young men? No, it isn't. It's easier said than done, but when you're in a position of authority, when you're in a position of responsibility, when you're blessed, you got to take the high road. I have marveled at a lot of my colleagues that have done that. And you move on, and you're better for it. And you teach young people that's how you behave. You don't sit there and swear and cuss at people, right? Again, easier said than done. And now, because we live in the faux outrage business, the faux outrage industry, where all of a sudden, well, he shouldn't be able to have his new job, which is in his hometown. And having been to Youngstown, Ohio, I can tell you, swear like sailors there. That's no big deal. And sometimes I think, yes, it's inappropriate for what Pelini said. He said a lot of things that, you know, swear words, right? But, I mean, these young people today are a lot more, for lack of a better term, sophisticated and street savvy than we were. You listen to the lyrics. We didn't have YouTube. We didn't have the internet. But when you hear those messages from a person of authority, so that poisons the well for a Mike Riley. That poisons the well for someone else coming in, right? And I think sometimes when you're in a position of leadership, when you are in a position of leadership, you have a responsibility to the people that you've led and left behind. I can remember a friend of mine, when I got it 10 days before Christmas, he called me up. He knew it was going down. I wish he would have told me. But he had to protect himself. He goes, "You never had a chance, buddy. I'm sorry." Now, which goes a lot further? Empathy or profanity? Think about that for a minute. 48 right now in Star. Let's get you to traffic at 580-KIDO. And Kevin Miller with you here, wishing you a great, happy, prosperous weekend. To my friend Sherry, she paid $2.19 a gallon at Costco in Coeur d'Alene. Cheers. Merry Christmas to everybody here. Thank you, Sherry. I wish you were closer because we'd love to have you for our Christmas party. But we'll be here Monday, rolling as always. And get ready for the rain, folks. And hopefully it'll snow at Bogus and the skiers can run wild and free. We need the water. Summer will be here around the corner. Hey, anyway, good day. God bless. Enjoy your family. If you're traveling, be safe. Keep the faith.